And the railroad built here across this state from east to west, and all the highways built in the early years were from east to west. So our communications were Mobile on the east, Mobile and Pensacola on the east, and New Orleans on the west. And all in later years that we had communications with Rappaport in the state. And that is the greatest socializing influence I know of, the schools, the road. People together. Carl Frederick could tell you a lot about that. However, my background and background of people in North Point, I'm mostly from Virginia, the Carolinas, and Georgia. Folks moved west. They stopped in Alabama and Mississippi. And Mississippi began to go west, too, to Texas and beyond. It's an old joke, you know, you tell out Texas one immigrant from Mississippi to meet another and say, what the hell did you do with you all out there? All of our place to escape.
Texas was?
Oh, yeah. Criminals or some new wife or I tell you who went out to the west a lot, I think, for the most part, were irrepressible young men who grew up to the 20s in a town where there was no opportunity for that outlet for that energy and ambition. And they found it out there in New Jersey, further and later and further west.
And your ideas were Moss Point and Pascagoula two entirely separate towns, that is, culture?
Yes, they were. Moss Point had more of the characteristics of what is called in the South as the Bible Belt. There was more wealth up there because of so many sawmills and lumber barons, I used to call them, men who owned the sawmills and exported lumber. Pascagoula was the name of the older community on the beach. Scranton was the name of the community that is now the central part of the city and began to grow when the L&N Railroad came through here in 1870.
1870?
Yeah. And in 1904, Scranton and up by the railroad and Pascagoula down on the waterfront or the beach consolidated into one place called Pascagoula. Moss Point was incorporated in 1901 and always has retained its identity as such. I think that the Moss Point people were more stable, more religiously and socially inclined. It was because they maintained a upper level of culture and wealth. Well, they had a lower level of blacks and laboring people. Typical of the old South working man, working folks. And right now, Moss Point is a very charming residential section. But most of the people working in the Pascagoula area. The industries are here and the homes are there.